Hey guys, great to be with you today on day 17 of the fast. We're pretty close to the midpoint of week 3, and at this point, we can see the finish line. As I think about day 17, I'm reminded that in the Bible, the number 17 was closely connected with victory. And today, I'm praying that this 17th day of the fast would be a day of victory for you, that you would see God bring victory to the places you have been praying and asking the Lord for breakthrough. And you know, as I think about victory, I'm reminded that our prayers are never more victorious than when they are connected to Scripture. That's what we've been doing this week as we've been continuing to work our way through Psalm 119 and connect our prayers to Scripture. And today we're reading through verses 137 through 144. Let's read together. You are righteous, Lord, and your laws are right. The statutes you have laid down are righteous. They are fully trustworthy. My zeal wears me out, for my enemies ignore your words. Your promises have been thoroughly tested, and your servant loves them. Though I am lowly and despised, I do not forget your precepts. Your righteousness is everlasting, and your law is true. Trouble and distress have come upon me, but your commands give me delight. Your statutes are always righteous. Give me understanding that I may live. Now, you might have noticed that the theme of this portion is righteousness. And again, like we've said, this is an acrostic psalm. So part of why you see righteousness so much is because in the Hebrew, the word righteousness starts with the Hebrew letter sadi. But for our time today, let's focus in on verse 140. It says, your promises have been thoroughly tested, and your servant loves them. Think about this. In the middle of the discussion about the righteousness of God, the psalmist gives us one reason among many that he loves God's word, namely because it has been tested and proven. James Boyce, in his book on Psalm 119, shared that years ago, there were many Christians who used to take the promises of God, put them to the test, and when they had received what was promised, they would write T and P in their Bible next to the promise. And those letters stood for tried and proven. And that's exactly what the psalmist found to be true in his experience, that the promises of God have been proven over and over and are deserving of our full trust and all of our belief. And so what we might do here is get a promise of God on our heart and ask him for the faith to believe and live in full trust that he will make good on his promise. So for example, in the book of Malachi, it says, bring the whole tithe into the storehouse that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there will not be room enough to store it. So it's a promise that when we choose to put God first in our finances, give him the tithe, that means 10%, that he will bless us and he will take care of our needs. So if you're struggling to put God first in your finances and start tithing, maybe because you're worried about how how you're going to make ends meet, you might take this promise and pray like the psalmist. It might sound like this: Lord, thank you that your promises have been proven time and time again. I thank you that you have proven Malachi 3:10 over and over. And so today, I choose to give you the first of my finances, and I choose to walk in faith and fully trust in what you have said. That's a prayer that God will make good on, because he always makes good on his promises. So what I want to encourage you to do today is to take some time and reflect on the promises of God that you've seen him make good on. Maybe you need to place a T and a P, tried and proven, in some places in your Bible, and then thank him for his trustworthiness and choose to walk in faith, fully trusting in what he has said. I love you all. I'm praying for you, and I'm going to look forward to being with you again tomorrow.